Pasuk Yud Aleph Vesai. Musa Hashem b'niyaltim os v'al tokotz b'sochachto. Don't spurn the Musa of Hashem. What's Musa Hashem? Hem ha-yisurim ha-boim alecha. B'ni al temos osam, ala tekabel ba'av al b'chiba. The simple pshat, A, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Yisurim ba'av al b'chiba, as the note here alludes to kikashe yasa ishes beno kein Hashem alakecha miyasa reka. So they're dispatched ba'ahava b'chiva, and therefore they should be received that way. And also very significantly, what Yisurim accomplish depends upon how a person is mekabel those Yisurim, how a person relates to those Yisurim. The potential kapara, the potential elevation, the potential hesaravus, all depends upon how a person is mekabel yisurim. It's a big yisod in life, Abbasai, that a person, again, whatever hishtablus we're supposed to make, and we do make, and we should make, notwithstanding, but lemaisa, a person doesn't control anything in life. Again, he has bechira, he controls what he does, but he doesn't control circumstances that surround him. He can't dictate what situation he's going to find himself in. Even when he exercises his bechira to the fullest, as he should. So on the one hand, a person is not in control of anything. On the other hand, a person is in control entirely, in the sense that it's always up to the person how to process what he's experiencing. It's always up to the person how to relate to those circumstances. It's not given to us to dictate or determine what those circumstances will be, but when we're confronted with challenges, with adversity, when we experience setbacks, etc., it's up to us to frame what that experience is. Is it an experience that is just a source of endless frustration and sadness? Is it an experience which leads a person to be machniyah himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's a big yisod in life. Ve'al tokutz b'sochachto, tochachu hu b'dibur. Tochacha, we generally translate correctly as rebuke, but lemaisa, the shoresh of lehochiach doesn't mean to rebuke. The shoresh of lehochiach means to clarify, right? Hence, a hochacha is a proof. Hochacha, as distinct from tochacha, doesn't have any of the sense of rebuke. Lehochiach means to prove. When tochach is given, it's an attempt on the part of the mochiach to demonstrate to the person that he's doing something wrong, that needs to change. The sort of, I don't know, a little bit of confrontational sense that the word tochach has is really not accurate. Because it's tochacha means when Reuven looks to show Shimon the wrongness of his way or ways, that he should correct them. It's not to confront him. It's not to tell him off. It's to help him improve. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos the definition of the mitzvah of Chayeches Tochayeches HaMisechel is Achzir Alamutav, to be able to again redirect the person to in the right direction. It's not the mitzvah is not to tell him off. If the way to accomplish that is with a hug and through words of an encouragement, then that's the akiyim of Hocheach Tochayeches HaMisechel. So what does this half of the pasuk mean? Again, a person shouldn't be disgusted and reject when he's on the receiving end of tochacha. Here, something interesting. I don't know. The Gaon doesn't connect the dots for us here. Now, clearly, the pasuk va'al tokotz besochachto, his rebuke is capital H, right? The tochachto, his rebuke refers back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the first half of the pasuk of Musa Hashem. So meila yisurim, we take a person yisurim are received from Hashem, but now that there's no nevuah, so how do we receive tochacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Gaon doesn't give any indication that this pasuk, this half of the pasuk, is referring exclusively to Tkufas HaNevuah. And what's more, it's clear that that's not what he means, because Shalot HaKot B'Meshem Mochichim Oscha, right? Not B'Meshem Mochiach in the singular, where the implied subject would be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the subject is in the plural. So clearly it means other people. So how are we attributing that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it doesn't mean that they're acting as Nevi'im. But Lemaisa, a person should, when he hears Emes Dika Tochacha, sometimes we hear Tochacha that's misplaced, that's misdirected. So then a person should not accept that. It's not a lack of humility if the Tochacha is misplaced or misdirected. But when we hear Tochacha that does resonate, which does hit the mark, so then a person should see that as harbei shluchim lamakom. Person should see that and accept that as tochacha coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think the Chovos HaLevavos has this type of idea in a very different context. Chovos HaLevavos talks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for the Bria is expressed through the capacity for love that he gives people for each other. So for instance, the love and the self-sacrifice that parents have for children, especially when the children are young and totally dependent. So the Chovos HaLevavos says, again, we know that it's a natural instinct, right? A person, any good person, naturally, as a parent, loves his or her children. So Chovos HaLevavos says we should see that and recognize that. Again, we absolutely should be makir tova to the person or persons as well, but we should recognize that ultimately, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu channels his love that way. Yitachin, the Gaon here is expressing a similar idea in terms of tochacha. Okay, we'll stop here. Blin Ad Mitzvah Hashem. I don't know, but next week it's even after the Bechina. But if people are interested, we can try Blin Ad Mitzvah Hashem to continue a little bit at 9:00. I don't know whether, I guess you'll vote with your mouse and we'll see how many mice there are. Okay, a very good, productive day. Everyone should be well, be safe. Mitzvah Hashem.